Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in it.
We're in it.
We're in it.
Ranch water.
Drinking ranch
spicy ranch water.
We're both drinking spicy ranch
water. Wrapped in a Nick Cage blanket. This thing is freaking epic.
Dude, spicy ranch
water. Anybody's watching, you gotta check out this blanket.
Lone River Ranch water.
We're on completely two different spots.
Ranch water. Hard seltzer. Made with 100% agave, natural lime juice, and jalapeno flavors. This is the spicy.
The spicy one.
Calories.
Okay, but can I talk about my Nick Cage blanket?
Yep, you can, because we're going to take Nick Cage. Wow. We're going to take Nick Cage on tour.
Tour.
On tour.
So I had got this blanket for Daniel ages ago, but I actually stole it back from him. And it, if you're watching, it's Nick Cage. This is the back of it.
It's just his face.
It's just his face.
Eyes,
we want
nose,
to go
mouth.
To like different like memorials and stuff and just take a picture in the Nick Cage blanket.
Yeah, go to the Grand Canyon, yeah. Take a picture with Nick Cage. We're going to take Nick Cage everywhere.
Nick Cage.
I'm going to be honest. I need toenail clippers. I think there's a chance that my own shitty toenail.
Yeah.
Nicked my brand new leggings.
They're that haggard.
It's just, it needs to be filed.
Your foot does too. Look at
everything about my body needs to be. My body could use some filing.
You know, I'll say COVID has really done a number on us.
Honestly,
remember when we used to have like nails? And
I used to think about things differently. Like my nails.
Now I'm just an alcoholic and with shitty nails.
But a best friend.
That's right. And a Nick Cage blanket.
What more do we need?
Not much.
Don't even need an actual dick. I'm not going to lie to you. I have bought, I started that out like I'm going to say, I bought 10 different vibrators.
I know.
Online.
I was going to say like, what?
No, I've bought one, actually. Just one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still have the old trusty Lilo.
Oh, no, I have that.
I mean, I have
a bag.
I just feel like it works so well.
I have a bag.
That I wouldn't even get anything else.
I bought this thing. I don't remember what it's called. Okay, I'll talk about it. It was marketed.
Okay.
As this thing that goes inside your vagina.
Okay.
And then it has this little bean type thing on the inside, on the end. And it, when you turn it on.
Okay.
It goes like this. So it's like poking like this. Right?
I feel like that'd be annoying.
No. It's supposed to be.
Like hitting the G spot?
Yes.
Ah.
So you're supposed to put, that in there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put that in there. And then hope you find your own G spot.
Yeah, I'd be like,
and
is
then
that
also,
it?
That's one hand, and then the other hand is with like a little vibrator on your clitoris.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Ye ol' clitoris.
Ye ol' clitoris.
Man, if anyone's listening to this that's under the age of 18, please turn it off.
Yeah. Or if you're in the car with your children. Sorry. Earmuffs.
Save it for later.
Save it for later.
Hey,
welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yes. And also, so, oh my gosh, my mom's FaceTiming me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hang on.
Are you really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I hung up, or she did.
Okay.
Accident. My mom's in
Dallas.
Dallas. They went to the rodeo. I love it when my mom and dad travel together.
So cute.
It is so cute. Okay, but what I was going to say. So last week, everybody, me and Gina did a podcast. We had to do it over Skype.
Which was so weird. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah, it was weird.
Sorry if that, I mean, the last, I always apologize for our podcast, but.
I'm sorry about what we said. I think
they're all like really depressing or dumb.
Or just weird.
Or weird.
Here's what happened. I royally fucked up. I did.
I'm just glad
Colby,
it wasn't me.
I messed up. So here's how I messed up. And I'm going to tell myself that the millions of you that listen to this podcast.
All of our millions of listeners.
Listened and thought like, why do you guys sound so weird?
Shitty.
And there's like echoing, kind of shitty. Well, that's because one, we had to do it on Skype because I was in Utah and Gina was in California. Two, we record at home on our Rodecaster. Love this piece of equipment, by the way. If any of you are trying to do a podcast of your own.
We had an email about it.
Yes.
Alessandro.
The Rodecaster. It's great. It records to an SD card. You do everything on it. You just plug in. And you put it in your computer. I haven't had to think about how to set up like the Bluetooth since the first time we ever had a guest on that wasn't with us. And as I'm sitting at my mom's house and I'm getting ready to Skype Gina so we can record, the Bluetooth button's on. And there's been a couple times that we've been recording and like my mom has called and I answer it on my phone, but then it Bluetooths to the Rodecaster. So then we just have her on the podcast.
Right.
And so I was thinking to myself like, oh, I'll just turn the Bluetooth off because then no one will interrupt, blah, blah, blah.
But it needed to be on.
It needed to be on because I had forgot that at a certain point when we're doing Skype, from the first time we ever had anyone on via Skype, I figured out how to, you know, Bluetooth my laptop to the Rodecaster so it would record the audio from Skype there. So we wouldn't have to use the audio from the computer doing Skype. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyways, didn't even think about it. And then Mark texts me and he's like,
this sounds terrible.
Did you record this on the Rodecaster? And I'm like, no, it's through Skype. And he's like, dude,
you fucked up.
Gina's echoing. And I'm like, oh man. I told him, I was like, that is 100% my fault. And he, you know, he did his magic the best that he could, but it's just not 100% because my fault.
Yeah. It's your fault.
It's my fault. And I feel like any of you that are true fans of this podcast really don't give a shit. And you're still here listening to this one right now. So thank you.
Hopefully. Yeah. Thanks for coming back.
And we won't make that mistake. Oh, sorry. I will not make that mistake again.
I was like, don't lump me in. I actually never know what I'm doing. Brooke's like, I mean, for me to even get Skype was a huge issue.
I was like, Gina, we got a Skype. She goes, I don't even know if I have Skype. I'm like, just download it. FaceTime me. Well, I'll help you.
The funniest thing about that is that I don't know if I mentioned it on the last one, but at first it'll give you a trial.
Uh-huh.
So it'll see if it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very proud of myself,
like a trial video,
because I actually downloaded it to my computer, which, you know, whatever. But then my face wasn't popping up, and it's because I'm so paranoid. I forgot that I had the tape over the thing. So it didn't see me. So it took me a while to figure that out, but yeah.
I never really, Gina has tape over the camera on her computer.
We've talked about it before.
But she also has an Alexa. So
I do. That bitch, she's always listening too. Like sometimes I'm like, are you listening to right now?
Everything.
But I'm just watching TV.
Everything.
You know, and sometimes I'll look and she's on and I'm like, Alexa, turn the fuck off.
And she's like,
okay. And she's like, I'm just pretending. I'm just pretending. Her light's off, but she's still listening. Yeah.
I'm always listening.
I'm like, what were we going to talk about?
Oh no. I have a list in my head.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We have an idea. Here's what we decided. So me and Gina have had so many ideas of things like just fun things that we could do together that we really, it's just what we find entertaining. So there might be a very small percentage of people that also find it entertaining, but we've wanted to do these things via social media. Like one, Gina has wanted to recreate a bunch of photos of mine.
Yes.
And we would like post side-by-side photos, like her recreating them. We wanted to do like her and I just recreating a bunch of shit. In fact, we talked about this and we got so many great ideas of things we were going to recreate, like Step Brothers, a scene from, what's the show when they're wearing all denim?
I remember, I didn't know. You're the, the only one that knew that one.
Carly sent it in.
Yeah.
So many of you sent us so many good ideas. Haven't done it yet. However, here's the thing we haven't done that most podcasts, I would say, do, or a lot of them do, to try and increase followers or people that want to, you know, be a part of their weirdness is an Instagram page.
Yeah.
So we're going to make a Between the Reps Instagram page.
We haven't done it yet.
No.
But this is how it came up. We were dying laughing at, we have so many videos and horrible pictures.
Terrible.
Terrible pictures.
You have never seen us look worse.
Dumbest videos from, I mean, probably the last 5-6 years.
Yes.
And we were laughing at all of these ridiculous things that we have. And we thought, oh my God, this would be the page that we would post it. This is not going to be flattering.
This is the page where we get to be the real
us. Because the thing is, I was telling Brooke, I don't know if you're okay with me talking about this now, but
I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, but so yeah, say it.
Okay. So Brooke has all these followers, right? I would say that probably 2% of the people that follow me were actually following me before I was friends with Brooke. So a lot of people, I feel like, follow me because they want to see what Brooke's doing, because they were pretty much your followers. So
she wants me to agree with her, but honestly, I just don't know. It's true.
But also, I don't post a lot. I never post our podcast on there. I never promote anything on there. So because my Instagram started with just friends and family, so it felt weird to all of a sudden be like, I think I'm an influencer too, so I'm just going to start posting all these things, promoting myself.
Dude, a couple people that were like good friends were like, you're doing a podcast?
Yeah.
And Gina's like, yeah, I'm doing it with Brooke. And they're like, what are you going to talk about? You're like, honestly,
I guess nothing. Nothing. So, but then we were talking about it because Brooke has this huge following, from a lot of people that love watching her do her fitness or are fans of CrossFit or all these things. And so doing Between the Reps, honestly, if she posts something for Between the Reps, we love seeing our fans that
she gets
probably a quarter of the views.
Oh, a quarter.
Probably less than that on that. So what we were thinking is it would make more sense to do a Between the Reps one so that the people that actually love our podcast and that's what they're there for have that to go to. And then she doesn't have to disappoint her other, followers by posting stuff that they're like, wait, what's that?
Mike, when I posted the video, I posted on when they started doing reels on Instagram, and I posted the a couple of the videos that we did with the Snapchat filters.
Oh, dude, so dumb.
When I'm an ostrich.
Oh yeah,
which we find hilarious,
right?
Like we find hilarious. And
like almost,
I posted this video. Does it have a date? It doesn't. I mean, a long time ago when they very first, okay, here you go. The first video I ever posted on Reels on Instagram is when I was in Yosemite and I saw a bear. Great. 399,000 views views or likes, whatever the fuck. The next two videos I posted were me as an ostrich. The first one, 4,991. The second one, me as an ostrich, 6,982.
They hate it.
Dude, the next video I posted was actually a video that Colby cut together because it was a promotion for our YouTube video. 1 million.
Wow.
The video before the 1 million, 6,000.
Okay. So anyway, we're just trying to keep the people on Brooke's page happy. So we're just going to, yeah, we're going to do it between the reps. And so
dude,
people,
we're going to do it between the reps.
Like
we're going to go live.
Together.
We're going to go live. I never go live on Instagram. Why? Because I think to myself, like, I should go live. And then the next thought is like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Right.
Like, what do I say? Like, I'm just sitting here like, oh, I'm bored. I could go live. And then it's like, well, it would be easier to go live if you could allow people who are watching, like, to, like, let them phone in, right? Like, answer this caller's message and, like, let people talk to you.
Right.
And have a conversation. But you can't. So it's like, well, here I am. not sure what to do next. And also, I'm just a real person and my life can be boring as shit. So that's what I'm doing. However, it's never boring if me and Gina are together.
That's true.
Literally never.
Colby's nodding.
It's never boring.
We don't think it's boring.
It actually could be boring to other people.
Other people,
the
for
conversation
sure.
We have, though, I feel like is never boring to almost anyone. It could be terrifying to some.
I was going to say.
Or dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb to many.
We were in the car yesterday, and I think we were hungry. I don't know what was wrong with us.
No, we were hungry.
But we were singing in the car.
When we say hungry, it's hungry and hungover.
Well, yeah, that too. But we were singing, it's a song by Khalid, and it's, anyway, we were singing it.
It's like a ballad.
It's a ballad. And all I kept thinking was like, oh my God, we are crazy.
But that thought didn't even come to our minds or Gina's until after like 2 minutes into the song.
Anyway,
and we're at a stoplight. We're singing the song, but never like what, maybe once or twice we said a word.
Yeah,
everything
it was just
else was just sounds, sound effects.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, first, she was like, can you imagine what people are thinking looking at us in the car?
Probably, I said, they probably were crazy.
And then she goes, I think we need to eat some food.
I know. We did need to eat. But yeah, so we are going to do that. We're probably, I feel like we're probably going to try to do it before you leave to go back to Utah.
No, definitely. Okay. Honestly, we'll probably start the Instagram shortly after we end this podcast. And then we already have a good amount of ammo to put in there. And we really hope that all of you that are listening will interact with us on there.
Yeah.
It'll make it way better, way more fun for us. But it's going to be, it's definitely going to be an Instagram page that is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
You're going off. People that are like, oh, I've never seen you look bad. Oh, wow.
Oh, you're going to see
we
some bad.
We have
Brooke
some.
Brooke took some, we have some of the worst pictures of me. So I had my, I've talked about it before, but I did the halo. We both did the halo.
Yes.
The halo laser on our faces. So 2 days ago, I did the halo on my neck and my chest. So Brooke, they give you this, the gas. And so Brooke took a picture of me when I was fucked up. I was so high. I think at one point, they spray this cold air on you at the same time, just because it's so hot as they're doing it. And I just remember like, telling the girl, I was like, what did I say?
So they take, so the, it's called Nioxin.
Yeah, Nioxin.
Or something like that. And it's, it wears off pretty fast.
Yeah.
And they, it's right when they kind of took the gas away from Gina. And I'm sitting in the room and there, she's like, it has this really freezing cold air and they only have one hose. So you can really only hit like one spot at a time. But when you have your entire face done or your neck and your chest, like everything's,
because as soon as you take it off, it's on fire.
It's on fire. And I just hear Gina be like, man, wouldn't it be cool if you were like an octopus? And she just wanted her to be like, have an, be
have
an
like
octopus
eight of them.
And have like so many arms
just
that
hit,
she could just have like, you know, have
every
have lots of freezing cold air hoses spraying her. versus only one spot at a time. And I hear her say it, then I just say octopus and I start dying laughing. And then she realizes what she said and how it sounded to anyone outside of her own brain.
Well, yeah, it was definitely going on inside my head. I didn't even know I said it out loud. But you're so high during this. And so you have this thing in your mouth, this tube. And Brooke, this freaking asshole, took a picture of me.
Because I didn't even know she'd taken a picture. Daniel texted me and he just goes, send me a picture of her face. And I'm thinking, and my first thought was like, she's not even getting your face done. I know. And I was like, okay. And so I take a picture and she's the hose, like the air, because they just give you this thing that goes in your mouth. It's not in her mouth, but it's on its way into her mouth. And so she's laying there.
It's just hideous.
It's really good.
And my neck, Brooke looks at me, she goes, you wearing a turtleneck?
She was bright red. Because I was
bright red from the neck down. Bright red. It's just hideous. So I think that might be, you know, one of our first posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to rap when we're drunk at Halloween.
That one's pretty bad.
That one's really bad. Anyway, so yes, yeah, so there's going to be a lot of
censorship on that video of me naked running across the room.
Yeah.
There's this thing that I do because I do it because Gina loves it. Like, so here's the thing. I think
we've talked about it before.
We have. I love to do things. They're super embarrassing.
Well, I like it when you're ugly.
So Gina loves
you're
it.
So beautiful that I love it. I love when you're ugly.
She like loves
this morning.
It.
This morning, Brooke yeah. was staying. She stayed over and she woke up and she went into the bathroom and she comes out and well, I'm I'd
had
on my phone.
I had had my hair in like a top bun type thing. Both of us did go to bed because our hair was disgusting.
Oh.
And I was going to get in the shower and Gina was still in bed and I took my hair out and
pushed it all forward.
All of my hair, because I have extensions, duh. All of my hair that's on top of like the top extension that I have, it was just all fucked up. And I had like severe CBH.
Severe CBH.
And I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh God. And then my hair was so gross. I just grabbed all of it and pushed it and I brushed it forward like a huge comb over to give me bangs.
She had like a super shitty bowl cut.
So I brushed all of my hair forward and then took the rest of my hair and tucked it up under so it looked like I had like a really bad bob.
You look like Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. I had like a weird bad bob and then all these wispy shitty hair in the front and I look at her and I go, hey Gina.
I was crying. I was like, laughing so hard.
Hey, look at my hair.
Yeah.
And that's what I love because I look so shitty but I'm bringing so much joy.
You are. But yeah, so I love Brooke does this like she tucks her butt under. Like sometimes she'll come out of the shower and like we've already talked about it. Like she's a nudist. So you're traveling or whatever. And one time she came out at the Airbnb and had her butt tucked under and she was like running around like with a hunchback around the room. And I fucking love it. And so she does it for me all the time.
Like when I'm out of town and she's not with me, like there's
she'll
a video
send me videos.
We have. Yeah, I'll send her videos. So
we have that video.
Yeah, a while back, I'm staying at this Airbnb. Me and Devin were in Arizona. And this bedroom, like the master bedroom, had this like this bathroom that was kind of inset a little bit. So if you're standing in the bathroom area, there's like walls. So you can't see the entire bedroom. So I just go, hey, Devin, will you film this really quick? She's like,
I gotta send this to Gina.
And I just have her standing there with the camera up, but she's like in the bathroom facing towards the bedroom. So like if I'm in like the bedroom area, she could not see me and I was just like hidden behind the wall and all I did was do this walk that Gina loves and I'm butt ass naked and I just like ran across and then ran across multiple times. Devin had no idea. She couldn't see me. She didn't know that I was naked. She couldn't see me and we have this video and I sent it to Gina because she loves it.
I love it from afar.
I know how to like brighten her day. Just look as ugly as possible and usually nude. Or terrible hair.
Oh, terrible. Terrible hair.
Like CBH. That time that I woke up in Brazil.
Yeah, but okay. I already told you that one isn't even that bad.
It's pretty bad though.
I mean, you look fucked up, but.
My hair was
not that bad.
It was, you guys, it was pretty bad. But like, there's certain photos. Okay, this instance, I woke up. I was in Brazil for a while. I was there for a fitness event. But when I travel, especially if I go somewhere I've never been, like, even if I have shit to do, I still want to go and I'll stay up late. I'll go and enjoy or learn or experience the culture and go do this, go to try this restaurant, go here, do that. And I was there and almost every night.
You'd gone to a show, I think.
Yes, but I was up very late, very drunk. Okay. Went to bed, woke up in the morning, and I was going to start getting ready for my day. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God. First thing that goes through my mind, so much embarrassment and shame. Second thing, you have to take a picture of yourself and send this to Gina. Because nothing will make her happier right now.
It was good.
So basically, like, when I look god awful, like terrible, I take.
Does that make
photos.
Me a bad friend? That I like, my favorite thing is when you look the worst.
No, because you know what, you love it when I look good too.
I do.
You love it when I look bad because a couple of reasons. When I look really bad,
you look really bad.
Makes her feel better about herself. Vice versa. When
it does,
she
though.
Looks really bad, I feel way better about myself.
It does.
And when we both look good together, we feel fucking unstoppable.
Unstoppable, man. No. But no. Okay. So speaking of that, so we are leaving tomorrow. We're driving down to
Paso Robles
and getting our hair done. So I'm going to try. We've talked about hair extensions before. Brooke has the weft, which is like a It's like a sewn in thing. And I have these tapes that I am just so sick of. So I'm going to try it. But what was an interesting fact is Brooke's hair girl.
Yeah, new girl, Nicole.
So I started
seeing this new girl. She's closer. Well, not closer anymore because I'm currently in Utah.
Right.
But
closer to here.
Yes. And she's affordable.
And she also does Devin, your assistant's hair. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was like, I'm going to try doing this different kind of extensions. And she was telling us that this is something I did not know.
Neither did I.
And I can't get it out of my head at this point.
I'm surprised you haven't ripped your hair extensions out.
I know. Unless it is certified. I think L'Oreal certified.
L'Oreal, yeah. And apparently Bellamy is the only hair extension company. I shouldn't say only, but there's a lot of companies out there that are doing hair extensions. So tape ins,
right.
Like all that, basically
wefts,
the hair,
all,
right?
Yeah.
Creating the actual product. But it's, I imagine, expensive and quite the process to become L'Oreal certified.
But what we found out is, so Bellamy is what she has.
Yes.
She just threw out Bellamy. Bellamy is the hair that this girl, Nicole, does on Brooke's head. Any other hair extension, you know, it doesn't matter what kind.
That is not L'Oreal
certified. Only has to have one human hair.
One strand
of human hair in it to be considered human hair.
Yep.
Per extension. So like for me, I have the tape, so they're all like separate. So say I have 20
tapes
in my head. That means I only may have 20 actual human hairs on my head. What's crazy is that she said the most common thing put on hair extensions that are not certified is from India. It's yak hair.
Yak
the hair from the underbelly
of a yak.
Of a yak. And I was like, I for sure am wearing yak hair.
You definitely might be.
I mean, that hair that hangs down off its belly, like near where it pees, mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when I've gotten hair and I'm like, oh, this hair is so weird. It just becomes strange. So now I've been living the last 3 weeks realizing
I have yak hair.
That I have yak hair.
Well, it's like I've gotten my hair done and not all of my hair feels shitty,
the same.
But certain parts of it
feels weird.
Like right after I get it for the first time, because when you first get your hair extensions in or like the hair before you actually wash it once or, you know, a few times, it has been probably treated. It has some sort of like product on it in a way that like it feels better. And then the second you, because even when I got my hair done, they're like, when you wash it, you'll actually have more volume, you know, because you won't, it's not brand new. I've had it where I've had brand new hair, so I was told, and like been in the car, like driving somewhere, like just showered, washed my hair, curled it, whatever, and it starts to grow.
Or like frizz up.
Frizz, or, like immediately. Or it won't even be all the hair. It'll just be like a section of the hair. And then I learned this about hair extensions and like what it actually takes to call it.
Like process it.
Human hair or whatever.
Right, right.
Is like not a lot.
No. It just has to have one hair.
One. Other than that, it's yak. Also, shout out to the yaks, dude. Shout out
so
to
gross.
Them.
So weird.
Another thing I learned about like L'Oreal and like hair extensions. So I remember a long time ago when we started looking up like hair extensions.
Yes.
So with L'Oreal, there's programs. Because you think about it, like, oh my God, all these hair extensions. Like, who's growing all this hair? Well, what I think is very cool from like Bellamy, what I've learned, I don't know everything about it. Obviously, I don't do hair. But there are programs. I mean, people are paid and taken care of for what they're doing, growing hair, cutting it. Like, it's from one point of view, be like, oh my God, that seems so terrible. But at the same time, too, like, if you grew, like, I wish my hair grew enough to be like, yeah, cut it off. I have so much of it.
Well, I think that through this L'Oreal program, they make sure that the people whose hair they're getting are compensated well.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems more not humane.
Humane.
Humane. Yeah.
Dude, I wish that my hair grew in a way that I could like be a part of that. Like that was my job.
Where you just grow hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to be really happy to not have yak hair anymore.
Yeah, Gina's getting her hair done.
Yeah.
So am I. Cannot wait.
All right. So what were the questions we were going to answer?
It was more like topics.
Oh, okay.
So one topic, let me pull it up really quick. Okay. This is actually just a shout out to Beth Hirschbach. I might be butchering your name. Hirschbach. Beth Hirschbach.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Beth, I hope you're listening to this. She wrote in, and this was in August. She just, you know, you two, I thought the podcast, she's laughing, crying faces. I thought the podcasts when you're drinking were hilarious, but little did I know the early morning one would top those. Truly, thank you for making me smile and laugh on some really hard days. A mother of three in a city with no friends, Beth.
Aww.
And a couple things. On one hand, dude, I wish that we were in your city.
Yeah. We'd be your best friends.
These types of messages that we get, this is why we continue to record podcasts.
It is.
100%.
Yeah.
Listening to, like, we read your emails.
We do read all the emails.
Gina 100% reads all the emails.
I read them all.
I have multiple email accounts on my phone. And so not as often am I getting into our Between the Reps emails. Gina will forward some to me. I'll get in there and read some. But we do read them. And there are so many that your responses are, it's exactly why we do it. You know, people, you letting us know, like just sending in a note, explaining to us like how you enjoy them. You enjoy them because you talk, like, you're listening to us, but you comment. You are out
the
loud,
that take
commenting,
the time
laughing.
To
like
comment.
That is why we do it. And we continue to podcast for all of you. Like if it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't be doing these.
We wouldn't do it.
Not at all. Especially right now. Like, I'm super displaced. Can't get anyone to take my money to buy a home. Literally to buy a home in California. Take all my money.
Right.
And but we are making it work. And the reason we make it work is for all of you that really do enjoy this. And the reason we're making an Instagram page. Same thing.
Well, I feel like also it's just fun to put out. I feel like on Instagram,
it's fun to put out.
Well, no,
I mean, it's fun to put out.
It's fun to put out. No, but I feel like when you go on Instagram, there's so much out there that doesn't feel real, that it would be fun to do something to show people how another person really is. Flattering, unflattering, all of that. Because, I mean, just what you were showing me this morning. Yeah. This
on
girl,
that girl's Instagram page, she's so
good.
Let me see if I can find it.
This
so I can
girl,
give her a shout out.
She shows people how Instagram models pose in a way that makes them, you know, it looks more flattering. You know, your stomach looks flat and your butt looks big and does all this. And she'll do it like a side by side one before the other, and she'll pose and then she'll let her stomach out.
Her name is Danae.
Yeah, give the.
Okay, so her Instagram. Is DanaeMercer. And.
Mercer? Danae Mercer?
Yes, and she is incredible. She does this. She does these videos on her Instagram showing, like, how people get certain photos, like it's like reality versus Instagram, showing and, how to pose, showing like what it actually looks like.
And it's like real. I can't stand when people show Instagram versus reality and it's not really that different. That's so annoying to me.
Dude, like look at this photo. She has a photo side by side and one says bum, so her butt. So bum near and bum far. And they're bum near. She's taking a photo. She's sitting on the counter, I'm guessing, like maybe in the bathroom.
Right.
And taking a picture
in the mirror. Her back's kind of arched. Her butt looks super round.
She's sitting on the counter. And then she takes a picture of her in the same bathroom, same lighting, but she's standing. She's not sitting. She's not arching her back. And you can see cellulite like on her butt and her legs. And
which is real
and
for most
says,
people.
Instant big bum in 3 seconds flat ? Or let's talk yet another photo secret. Whatever's closest to the mirror appears bigger. She kind of tells you, she teaches you and explains to you how you get these photos or how they're done.
And I love this because it kind of speaks to what we were talking about on the last podcast about people saying the person that wrote in talking about how do I stop comparing myself, you know, looking on Instagram and all of that. And this is so cool because this is telling you basically why you can't. I'm not saying that there aren't some people out there that have amazing
perfect bodies,
perfect body. Well, what society would consider a perfect body.
Yeah.
But it's really cool that she does this and is so. I hate to say brave. It's not brave.
It's not.
But
no,
just
she's
so
just
real.
Honest.
She's just so real.
And like, I'm gonna read this whole post. So she has this photo and it's a side by side, a picture of her, same everything. Like she took it 5 seconds apart. Sorry, she said 3 seconds. So it says instant big bum bum in 3 seconds flat ? Or let's talk yet another photo secret. Whatever's closest to the mirror appears bigger. That's what I'm doing here. I've got my bum angled really close to the mirror so that it looks bigger than anything else. Plus, by resting my tushy cheeks on the countertop, I'm pulling my skin taut. It's why the cellulite disappears. And it's the same reason folks sometimes hold their under booty when taking those peachy selfies. Dude, I just started to realize that. I'm like, wow, I've really been fucking up.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
This bigger bum trick pops up a lot with camera angles too. All you need to do is lower the camera and scoot your tush closer to the lens and it will look bigger. It's why a lot of squat workout videos are filmed from down tilted up, or why pool selfies are often taken from thigh or bum height and the camera is tilted towards the horizon. Honestly, all that's well and good and perfectly fine with me. Sometimes I love taking super juicy peachy selfies too. But I just wanted to remind you today to not compare yourself to anyone here. Not the booties, not the bodies, and certainly not to the lives, because so gosh darn much is curated, filtered, posed, and perfected. and us offline souls? Question mark. We are a whole lot more perfectly imperfect, and that's a wonderful, powerful, amazing thing indeed. You got this. She is,
I love it.
Incredible. And well, you just don't, like, I've seen, and you have to check her out because you watch her in some of her videos. She shows you, she gets into a pose and you're like, holy shit. And then she's like, and she like lets it all go and turns and just stands there like a regular human being. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. That looks like me.
Yeah. You're like, and you, and you realize like, wow, you're just human.
Right.
You know? And that's the beautiful thing about her page and what she does is she's showing you one, we're all just human. Two, she shows you exactly how people are creating these perfect or what is deemed as perfect photos.
Right.
And then she immediately in the same picture or video just stands there with her human body. And it changes completely. And I feel like it's something that we all know to right. be true. Like we know that it's like edited or fixed or, you know, modified. But at the same time, in the back of our mind, we're like, but that's what's perfect. And I don't have that. It's like, even though you know that it's not real, it still sits in the back of your mind and like fucks up your yeah. self-confidence.
Right.
Even though you don't want it to.
What was the thing we were sitting on the couch, you were like, oh my God, there's this app.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. So
it's crazy. She goes, oh my God, I can change my nose and my eyes. Dude. I can change my hair color.
Yeah. You can make your lips. You can make more colorful. Fuller. So
it's crazy.
I have a TikTok and I don't really do TikTok. I wish I were better at it, but I'm just not. There's always ads that come through, whether it's your Instagram or TikTok or whatever. And there was this ad for this photo editor. And I was like, oh dude, I'll try that. And I was thinking like filter.
Right.
I was thinking like color, like make it more cinematic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like the make it more vibrant. I was really thinking like, oh, well, I don't have like a photographer that's there constantly to take photos of me and I suck at posting for all my sponsors. So maybe if I have a photo editor, I can, you know, just take shitty selfies or whatever and then just like spice them up a little bit and I wouldn't care about posting it. So I download this photo editor and I was like, Gina, I about lost my freaking mind.
I'm like in the kitchen doing stuff. She's sitting on the couch. She goes, oh my God, you got to come look at this. She's like, this is ridiculous.
So I download it and it has this button.
What you said is like, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yeah. There's one button you can do, a magic corrector. And you just click the button and it magically corrects all the things it thinks is wrong with you.
Crazy okay. about it. It's like you're not even pinpointing what you want changed. It's literally probably has an algorithm saying most people, to be better looking, you need a slimmer nose and, you know, your eyes need to be this far apart and your lips need to be this full. And it automatically does it.
I have this photo of me and Gina. So look at this before Gina and then look at the after.
Oh.
And that's just the magic critter. So what it will do is it will play with
better.
It plays with the background. So you can like blur the background and there's different types of blur. Obviously color, it's going to smooth your skin. It goes, and then I was scrolling down and it's like, here we go. Neck retouch.
That's what I need.
Eye bags.
I also need that.
This is what it says. Eye contrast. You can like create the contrast in your eye color or whatever.
You can make your teeth whiter.
Teeth whitening. What? I'm going to tell you, I've seen so many photos of people, even some friends, and I'm like, holy shit.
Why are their teeth so white?
How are your teeth like glowing?
Well, now you know.
Your teeth whitening.
You're like, I've seen you in person. I know
eyebrows,
your teeth aren't that white.
Eyebrows. You can like make your eyebrows darker, more prominent. You can like tone them back. Apparently from one comment I read, my eyebrows are too intense. So, right. And those are just my actual eyebrows because I've never used this photo editing app. Lip color. eye size. You can make your eyes bigger or smaller.
Oh my God.
Nose size. You can make it bigger or smaller.
I remember you were doing it. You were like, look, I slimmed my nose.
Dude, I did it all the way on a picture and I was like, watch the before and after. It like makes your nose more slimmer. Cheek size, lip size. You can make your lips bigger or smaller.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Shadows, highlights. It's insane. And like I had heard about, you know, the fact that there are these apps out there to really edit yourself.
That's more than a filter. That's literally you're making yourself a completely different person.
And here's what I think about it from a very personal standpoint. Because one, wow, crazy. One, technology, crazy, mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy that I can put a picture of me and Gina like, oh, I just upload this one photo. It's not perfect at all. And I can click this one button that just like does all these corrections and everything looks kind of better in a way. That there's a technology that can pinpoint all these different, just from a photo you upload, it knows where your nose, eyes, mouth, hair, there's two people in the picture. I can edit the whole picture, but then also you go face one, face two.
Oh, wow.
So I can edit my face and then I can edit your face.
Well, if you're going to edit your face, you better edit my face.
I'm just saying, like, that's insane that there are programs out there.
What if you were just editing like, your own face?
Just make mine better and yours shittier. Wow. That's a real friend right there.
There's probably another app that does that. There's like an algorithm where it's like, okay, you know what? I just want to make myself look way better than my friend.
Than anyone else in this photo. Yeah. I think to myself, one, when I think about, even when I've had photos taken for like, I did a cover of like Oxygen or photos for like a magazine or the cover of this thing or whatever, I'll have photos sent back to me. And if they are too,
if they're too like photoshopped more or whatever you call it.
Like a handful of times, because I haven't done that many photo shoots.
You're like shit, the covers I've done.
A couple. I've literally wrote back and said, I need you to tone the editing down.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason it's like, do I think in what they did, I look hot? Yeah. But I need to know. Like nothing, it just feels so shitty to think that I would be putting out this false photo of what I looked like. It's basically saying I'm setting the bar for something I can't attain to.
Right, right.
And that's what these photo editing apps do. It's like and it's just a personal thing because I see like, you know, with TikTok and all these people, like all these little teens because these apps are probably way more popular with mm-hmm. the younger kids than they are with me or with you.
Right.
They don't give a shit. And it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't care that I make myself look better in these photos than I do in real life. But for myself, it's like, I would never, it would feel so bad to ever. Cause
what if you like run
times,
into somebody?
Dude, most times we've met people and they're like, wow, you're so much prettier in person.
Right. Right.
And we're, right. And that makes me feel
better.
Better. And it's like, well, I should just meet more people in person then.
Yeah. Would you rather be more attractive in person
or in photos?
Or in a photo in person?
I would never, and that's why I do it. It's like, I would never want to put out, even if I think like I look better in this photo, however they edited it, I wouldn't want to meet someone who's seen it and not be able to be the same person.
I'd be like, oh man, you look like shit.
Wow. You really know how to work your better. Angles. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, I've been practicing.
It's false advertising. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, like on a dating app or something. I've never done a dating app. I'm actually thinking about it. I thought about doing it just for fun.
Me and Devin, Devin and Colby, we were in Salt Lake. We were shooting video for Enswear.
Uh-huh.
And me and Devin at night, she actually downloaded, I don't remember what app it was, a dating app.
Uh-huh.
Just so I could basically play. And just swipe. And it was fun. Swipe, swipe, swipe. We'd change our location. Swipe, swipe, swipe. And I was like, oh,
I don't think,
man.
I have nothing against people actually dating, using those apps. I don't think I would ever use it to actually date, but I would love to use it just to look at people.
Yeah, to play.
To be like a voyeur.
I did think for a while, I thought it'd be funny to do catfish where...
Oh, you already said this. Yes. It's kind of fucked up.
I mean, a little bit.
No, it's really fucked up.
I wanted to do a dating app where I would swipe left or right, whatever, however you do it. That's only, and I say swipe left or right. I understand there's so many different dating apps out there, but I've only ever really heard of Tinder and how it works. I've never been on a dating app.
Or like Match or yeah.
So I've thought to myself, how funny would it be to like have like a date, but Gina shows up for me.
That's so fucked up. Fucked up. They think they're like meeting up with this like hot 31-year-old like blonde like fit chick, and I just show up like, hey, what's up? And I love that you get so much enjoyment out of it.
Well, and you know, I'm gonna be honest, I probably just thought that because the idea around like how the dating app works
right
intrigues me, because it seems like fun. It seems like a game. It seems like we're playing dots.
But I love that you call it catfishing, because that's like less attractive.
I wasn't calling that like, catfishing.
Like, and then it's me.
I wasn't calling that catfishing.
Like I would like actually go in and be like, I'm sorry. Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, you'd go in and be like, hey, I'm Brooke.
I know that's not what you meant, but it's really funny to me. Oh, hi, I'm Brooke. Yeah, I went to the CrossFit Games.
Went to the CrossFit Games. Yeah, I used to be blonde, but now I am brunette. And my tits are way bigger, and I'm a good amount older.
Like,
pussy's
just a little
still
bit.
Tight, though. Pussy's just still tight.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. That's really funny.
Can but we yeah. end this at 10? Because I like to be in bed by midnight. But also, that's true. Not only for Gina, but also for me.
No, we stay up late.
Yeah, but we like to be in bed.
Well, yeah, we like to be in bed, but we'll still stay up.
Either alone or with each other. I prefer to be in bed with you.
I know.
Yeah, too. We like turn on a like last night. It was, hey, what horror movie we're going to watch tonight?
We didn't even watch it.
Nope. And Gina's like, honestly, I'm so fucked up that I'm probably going to go to sleep. So maybe watch this one. And we were trying to pick a movie of like, okay, we'll probably fall asleep. But then when we wake up in the morning, we'd rewatch it.
We didn't even watch any of it.
She turned on, what was the movie?
Underwater.
And she immediately, I already knew, like she was immediately going to go to sleep. And I laid there with my eyes closed, wanting to watch it, but also at the same time being like, nah.
I shouldn't stay up any later.
If I'm going to fall asleep easily, I'm just going to do that instead.
Well, what's funny, so we were talking about how gross her hair was this morning.
So bad.
Brooke was watching, she was on TikTok, and she saw this. It's like, I don't know if you'd call it a challenge, but it's like trending or something.
Like best
or maybe
friends.
It was just like, yeah. No. The one... Oh, is that what it was? Best friends?
The best friend? Like the
with the whipped cream?
Oh, no.
That
was a challenge, like a whipped cream challenge.
Yeah, it's like a whipped cream. So you spray whipped cream on the back of your hand. Well, I was doing it wrong.
No,
you spray it on the back of your hand.
Yeah, like right around your wrist. And you put your arm out in front of you and you take your other arm
and hit it from underneath.
Swing it and you hit your static arm with the whipped cream on it. And the blob of whipped cream flies in the air and you try and catch it in your mouth.
And the video that you showed me, it was really funny because the first girl hits it up
and then it smacks her right in the forehead.
So last night we were hanging out and we had bought whipped cream. And so we all went outside.
It's raining.
So she decides she really wants to do this whipped cream thing.
Yeah.
First try.
Gina.
it goes up like maybe 2 inches.
My first one was the same.
Yeah,
too.
I was doing it wrong. And but Daniel has a video of it and I look
like she's being electrocuted.
I do.
Or having a seizure.
I do.
She would hit it and it'd go flying up, and then her arms would go like stiff out in front of her body and start shaking as she's trying to walk closer to wherever it's going to descend. And twice. The first time it looked like it was like had great height, but it went way over her head. And we thought, how did you not fall over and die? That also happened to me. The other time it goes up and comes down and just goes down her sweatshirt. That's right. We had whipped cream everywhere.
It was everywhere.
In our hair. So that was the thing too last night. Like we went to bed. We didn't want to wash our hair. We're going to wash it tomorrow.
We just wrapped it up. Woke up with just crusty, stinky.
So much whipped cream in it.
Yeah, it was a mess. Maggie, your poor dog had whipped cream all over.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, we didn't even let her outside. I'm like, how did you even get this on you? And then I thought, well, I mean, it was all over us. It was on your face.
Oh, it was on my face. Okay, Brooke's so sweet. We're trying to hose it off the deck.
But you're like, it's on my face. And so she sprays herself in the face with the hose. And so I'm like, here, I'll clean you off. And I take the hose from her. I'm spraying her down.
And then she freaking sprayed it up my butthole.
Yeah, you were walking in the house and I thought to myself, like, this would be funny. And so I
and it's like the handle that has like the hard spray.
I put it right on her butthole. Not like right on her butthole. She's wearing leggings, like on the outside of where her butthole would presumably be. And
I don't normally wear my butthole on the outside of my pants, but
and then I pulled the trigger and I was like,
so yeah, gave me an enema. Clean me out.
She was sticky and wet all at the same time.
Oh my God. All right.
You guys, I am in Santa Cruz for
another week.
Me and Gina are going to bank a few podcasts so we can be in person. Mm-hmm. And then I fully understand now how to do Skype when we are recording. Thank you so much for bearing with us during this really weird time. I am trying to figure out a place to have a home in the California area in Santa Cruz so we can keep our podcast rolling versus continuing to record them. But over Skype and over, you know, long distance, it's just not the best quality. Weird. We have the Wi-Fi we have. We can't really control a lot of those things. But I'm working
Plus,
on
we're
it.
Not
it's going to take some
podcasting,
time.
Podcasting, looking at each other on
no,
a screen.
No, it's weird.
It's very strange. It was very weird for us.
We're like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. I know. You forget you're actually like podcasting. You're like, hey. I mean, we don't really have a format anyway, but.
No.
But yeah, no. And we're hoping that, you know, through these weird times, I mean, it's been so long that we've all been with the
Christian,
COVID.
You get a haircut?
Oh, hey, Christian. Oh, hi.
Oh, my gosh, Ruby. Gina's
sorry, my daughter just got
in.
Home
her
with
boyfriend
her boyfriend.
Got a haircut. Great hey. Haircut.
Hey. But yeah, so we're just, you know, we're all kind of going crazy here, and we're just hoping that the rest of you out there are hanging in there and getting through the holidays, and I don't know.
Yeah, and
just sending
you.
Some love out to you all.
Yeah, and thank you for sending the email.
I think we're all struggling a little bit.
And reminding us of why we continue to do this
show. Because we really do appreciate you.
We very, very much value those of you that do listen to our podcast. And it's because of you that we even, you know, try to get ourselves to create any sort of topic.
Right. So, yeah. So we are going to work on that Instagram. So hopefully, I don't know. We'll put something out on our Instagrams as soon as we have it up, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the embarrassing shit that we're going to put out there.
And definitely, you know, those of you and other people that haven't already, email in. We would love to hear your ideas on things you would love to see on that little social media outlet.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We love your input.
Yeah. The weirder, the better.
What's our rule? Just can't get us arrested.
Yeah, we just
That's
don't want to get arrested. Other than
has
that,
has to be legal.
What would you do for a review?
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning,
and we'll talk
to
you next week.
Bye.